Hello, I am Andy Zaltzman, and welcome to the year 3024. I speak to you from a thousand years in the future. I thought I'd have a little nosy around to see how things pan out, and not much to report, to be honest. The United Kingdom, of course, left the planet after a controversial referendum about 993 years ago. All that's left is a big hole where the UK used to be, in which, by happy chance, I found this. A wax cylinder recording of the official News Quiz review of 2023, which I have sent back to be broadcast to you early in 2024, just as it originally was. The year all started, of course, as it so often did in those days, in January, with the current incumbent in the number 10 ejector seat, Rishi Sunak, gamely hanging on to power after a frankly epic two-month endurance shift at the end of 2022. And as the new year squelched into action, Sunak set about trying to at least partially de-disillusion the nation's voters.
As we approach the end of the first week of the year, who is already on five goals?
So, yeah, I think we know this. It's Rishi Sunak.
Correct.
And he presented his five-point plan. Was it five? I only did maths till I was 16, so I'm a bit on numbers. But, yeah, he had a five-point plan. It was basically him sharing his New Year's resolutions with the nation. And it was very much like most people's, you know, fix the economy, stop small boats and get a Wordle in one. But yeah, so it was him sort of telling us what he was going to do. But then it turns out a lot of his 5 points were things that were going to happen anyway. So things like inflation is going to come down and we're going to reduce the national debt and they're predicted to happen anyway. It's great to be able to stand up and announce things that you know are going to happen. I'm quite prepared to say that I have decreed that this year February will follow January. There will be a second series of ratings smash the traitors, and Piers Morgan will say something unpleasant about Meghan Markle.
Now, as the old saying goes, good things come to those who wait. Like most old sayings, it's basically a complete lie, but it also proved to be a surprising central pillar in our national healthcare plans.
I mean, there's been talk of people having to wait 90 minutes for an ambulance after calling 999. I guess that makes it important when you call, because you're going to have to wait. You want a distraction for those 90 minutes. So try and have your heart attack at the start of a football match. But also, I mean, I know, Ian, you've been looking at the other numbers that we can call in these.
Oh, yeah. So 111 is what you call in a sort of non-emergency case. 999 is emergency. And I was wondering what the other three-digit numbers mean. 222 is for when your ball has gone into a neighbour's garden. 333 is dairy-based problems, so if you've run out of eggs, milk's gone off, but also metaphorical dairy problems, so if you've put all your eggs in one basket. 444 is for when you can't get a song out of your head. And that's quite a fun one, because when you call them, they say, you're through to 444, what have you called us, 444? It's a bit of fun. 555, BBC Complaints Department. 666, obviously that's satanic stuff. ITV, they share an office. 777 is for the headaches you get after you've bought someone a present from Lush. And 888 is for injuries, but the sort of injuries that you would shout, "It's only a flesh wound!" Too bad. 999 emergency services, 10-10-10 clairvoyance.
If you're listening to this show now, which you no doubt are, there is a reasonable statistical chance that you have been in cabinet at some point in this past year. And if you are Nadeem Zahawi specifically, that rises to 100%. He began January 2023 in his fourth different cabinet role in just 15 months. Zahawi, however, ended January 2023 as that guy who used to be in cabinet, whom no one, probably not even himself, could remember what job he was actually doing anymore.
Well, I think we're all familiar with the series of Mr. Men books, aren't we? And so I'm sure we'll all remember the one about Mr. Careless. Mr. Careless, who forgot about millions and millions of pounds of profit from the sale of a company that was stashed away in an offshore family trust in Gibraltar. And he would have got away with it if it wasn't for Mr. Nosy. And the real irony in the story was that Mr. Careless was actually Mr. Nosy's boss at the time. Mr. Careless was actually responsible for Mr. Nosy being as nosy as he was. So I think it's that, but the live-action version starring the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?